This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Thursday its forces were preparing for a ground operation in the Gaza Strip, but that no decision had been made on going forward with such an offensive. Israel's military has positioned 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border as a response to the Hamas attack that killed at least 1,200 people in Israel, and Hamas says 1,200 have been killed in retaliation strikes. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with officials in Israel today, Thursday, as a show of support following the Hamas attack. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Some 22 Americans have been killed since Hamas attacked Israel, while 17 U.S. citizens remain unaccounted for. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more here in Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the number of Americans who have died in Israel since the Hamas attacks could rise. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Kirby also said it is unclear how many Americans are among the estimated 150 people taken from Israel and being held in the Gaza Strip by the militant group. Discussions with the Israelis and other allies and partners in the region are underway about recovering those hostages, according to Kirby. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israel said it has formed an emergency wartime unity government to fight Hamas militants. Meantime, at the White House, President Joe Biden reaffirmed Washington's support for Israel and assured a group of Jewish leaders that his administration was working on every aspect of the hostage crisis in Israel, which includes Americans. Reports say some Americans may be among them, a fact that ties Washington to the conflict. Biden refused to identify specific efforts to recover the hostages, saying, in his words, "If I told you, I wouldn't be able to get them home." Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have nominated a new speaker, but whether he'll quickly take on the job remains uncertain. We get an explanation from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message? Just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with so that we can deliver on for the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. space agency NASA is showing its latest exploration sample. VOA's Alexis Strope explains.
NASA is showing off its first asteroid samples delivered last month by a spacecraft. Scientists and space leaders took part in Wednesday's big reveal at Johnson Space Center in Houston. The ancient black dust and chunks are from the carbon-rich asteroid named Bennu, almost 60 million miles away. A NASA spacecraft grabbed the samples 3 years ago and then dropped them off during a flyby of Earth last month. Scientists anticipated at least a cupful of rocks, the most ever brought back from an asteroid. They're still not sure how much came back because the main sample container has yet to be opened. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A passenger train derailed in eastern India late Wednesday, killing 4 people and injuring dozens more, according to a government official speaking on Thursday. The cause of the derailment is being investigated. Britain's Supreme Court said Wednesday it would be a couple of months before it gives a decision on whether the government could go ahead with its plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.